We take things for granted in terms of turning on our taps and water automatically appears, but we do not consider the different processes that are involved in ensuring a sustainable water supply in terms of the quality and quantity. Now, if we talk about value in our watershed, we got to basically take some time out to look at the biological aspect of our watershed as it relates to the various life forms, our plants, our animals, how they contribute to our well-being, our health, our source of food, our source of clothing, our source of shelter. We got to look at all those various aspects as it relates to the biological aspect. Then we got to look at the geographic aspect. Having an area covered with forests do have an impact on the geography of the area in terms of the formation of the soil, the maintenance of the topography of the area, and the microclimate, etc., in terms of the distribution of plants, where they are located and where they're not located. So the geographical aspect is very important. You have to look at the social aspect. The watershed is an area where you can basically have different social activities, or you can generate activities that can stimulate social activities. You have the economic aspect, because it also can be looked at as a business, because there are things to be derived from your watershed which can help you in terms of earning money so that you can improve your economic standing and that of an individual, and by extension that of a country. And then you look at the cultural aspect. Our very culture is hinged on our watershed in terms of spiritual aspect, where you could have baptism in your rivers, you can have a place where you can go and meditate, you can have ideas, you could have bush medicine, and these are some numerous activities that are centered around your watershed. So when you value in your watershed, you have to look at all the different resources that you can tap into in your watershed, and then you could put a dollars and cents value to that.